8 o'clock hour of this South Shore's Morning News. Thank you so much for being with us on this snowy Wednesday morning. It is December 6th. I'm Rob Hackala with the morning team. Our special guest co-host today, Taylor Harris.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Taylor. And now, as promised, we're going to be talking to our good friend Stephen Karadiannis from the Plymouth Philharmonic, plymouthphil.org. And it looks like you'll be able to take a sleigh ride today. It really depends on where you are with this weather. People were saying, I didn't see any snow at all. And then you look out our window here. And
yeah, it's one horse open sleigh weather over here. That's what's happening outside our window, for sure.
Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Rob, and welcome to the broadcast, Taylor.
Hi, good morning.
Crank up the music again, Rob.
Yeah,
I recognize that orchestra.
Okay. I thought you would, and let me play this again one more time here, and we'll turn this up here.
Oh, yeah, that's the Plymouth Philharmonic Orchestra playing Sleigh Ride at one of our Holiday Pops concerts. And, I'm already in the mood. I've got to tell you, this is the week. Just earlier this week, I rehearsed our wonderful sixth grade chorus from the Plymouth Community Intermediate School, directed by Jessica Fuller, in music that will charm the dickens out of you. They're performing with the orchestra this 1953 whimsical novelty song called I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yes.
And it's going to charm the dickens out of everybody. And speaking of dickens, this December is the 180th anniversary of the first publication of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol.
Stop.
And that's... because of that, we are going to feature a very special moment in the program. Moment is like 20 minutes, where the orchestra will perform music accompanying the great actor Neil McGarry, this one-person powerhouse who actually performs the entire A Christmas Carol as a one-man show. This is where I saw him several years ago, and in 90 minutes, I was exhausted. In 90 minutes, he performed all 23 characters, men, women, children, ghosts, right?
Amazing.
At the end, I was so exhausted and so inspired. I went up to Neil and I said, could you do that with an orchestra behind you and in about 20 minutes? And he looks at me, he goes, why? He goes, because I think this would be great for one of our concerts. And so we teamed up, we wrote a script together, and I wrote the music. So we perform what we call the Ghost of Christmas Present, which is the second spirit portion of Dickens' A Christmas Carol. And that's the great spirit. That's where you have all the scenes of food and parties and music and, of course, the Cratchits' wonderful Christmas Eve dinner together. And so all of that is going to come to life during our program as we celebrate the 180th anniversary of Dickens' A Christmas Carol. And I can hardly wait. It's actually an emotional thing for me to actually present music that I've written, but we've now performed this before. It debuted in 2016, and we thought that this would be a great opportunity to bring it back.
That's amazing, and it's such a timeless classic story. We all have our favorite version. Confession, mine is the Muppets Christmas Carol is my favorite version of Christmas Carol. I would love to see a one-man show version of it, because I genuinely can't imagine how you're able to go from the ghosts and Tiny Tim and Bob Cratchit, you know, all of it.
So
amazing.
No kidding,
would love it.
No kidding, Taylor. Neil is flying in from Europe. I think he just got in last night. Because he's living in Italy now. And in addition to doing our performances, he has, I think, about 7 or 8 local performances of the complete A Christmas Carol. So at some point, I'll try to get that information to you.
Yes, please do.
It is worth seeing. I mean, this is so inspiring.
Yes, if you have his website or anything, we would happily put that out there. That's amazing.
I appreciate that. And he does too. And it's so worthwhile. You said the Muppets. I agree. I love that version. But I'll tell you, in all honesty, I am convinced that my very first encounter with Dickens' A Christmas Carol was the animated version on television, a Mr. Magoo's A Christmas Carol.
Okay.
And I am convinced that's the one that introduced me to A Christmas Carol. And I still remember some of the songs that Jim Backus sings as a young Scrooge. That was so sweet.
It's so formative. It's the same thing. The Muppets introduced me to Dickens in the same way that I was introduced to classical music, I'm certain, through Looney Tunes.
Absolutely. Me too.
Yes.
And then the later generation, the Smurfs, also had a lot of classical music.
Okay, so I was firmly Looney Tunes. I did not see the Smurfs take on classical music, but Wagner, Bunny, the rabbit doing Wagner, you'll just never forget it. So yes, I have been introduced to Dickens and classical music through Muppets and cartoons. But
there's no shame in that. As long as you get into it, that's our entry point. By the way, because I know time is running out, I can't believe that it was 3 weeks ago that we nearly sold out all the shows.
That's
the three performances. I just went onto our website because I know, because of schedule conflicts and illnesses and all that, some tickets have been turned back. And I just went on to the three ticket maps for the three performances that we have, two on Saturday and one on Sunday. And I'm amazed at the handful of really good tickets that are still available. So if you tried before and couldn't get tickets to our programs this weekend, today is the day. Go onto our website, PlymouthPhil.org, or call the office and we'll set you up. But I'm very excited. And by the way, you know, Rob, especially, that we try to do as much good as we can with the music that we provide. So not only is this our 29th annual March of the Toys, our charity toy drive by kids for kids, where Santa leads all the kids in the audience around the hall while we play the March of the Toys, and then they contribute their new unwrapped gift into this great big toy box. And toys are distributed by the Plymouth Area Coalition for the Homeless and the Children's Holiday Fund. But this year, for the first time, our first show, our Saturday afternoon show, we're going to have signed American Sign Language interpreters interpreting all of the program on Saturday afternoon. It was requested to us by one family, and we said absolutely. And so then we started letting everybody else know that we have this service for the Saturday afternoon performance. So again, we try to do as much good with the music we provide.
Oh, this would be amazing. Well, great. Again, we know sometimes when people get those tickets early, as Stephen mentioned, but then unfortunately can't use them, and so they're back on the market. PlymouthPhil.org. Go to the website now. If you're listening to us, go and reserve those seats for yourself, okay?
I'm not saying there are a lot, by the way.
Handful.
It's about a dozen for each show, but some of them are really good. Yeah. So I just want people to know.
If the music's good, and it is, and it's incredible, every seat's a good seat.
I can't argue with you.
We're having coffee later. We're going to chit-chat about Wagner and cartoons. We're going to have a good time.
Kill the rabbit.
I know. Still in my mind with the big Wagnerian helmet. But no, every seat's a good seat when it's this kind of music.
PlymouthPhil.org. PlymouthPhil.org. And WATD Radio will be proud to do a rebroadcast on Christmas Eve. And
that's
going to be special. Right. We'll talk more about that, I'm sure, as we get closer. And Stephen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Rob Taylor. Make it a great day.
Yeah, thank you.